We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
The January 6th hearings, which have now officially kicked off.
A new reality show, the January 6th committee hearings. We're all waiting to find out if the former president gets to go to the fantasy suite with Lady Justice. She's blind, so he's got a shot.
And it is so crazy to see so much evidence confirming that Donald Trump did all the things we saw him do on television every day for 3 months straight on television.
The revolution will not be televised.
Episode 1 was a huge hit because at least 20 million people watched Thursday's hearing, okay? 20 million people. That's the kind of audience usually reserved for Sunday night football. Yeah, it makes sense, because Thursday's hearing featured even more guys with brain damage. We know a lot of this stuff already, but watching them put it together reminds us that we're not crazy. You see, for the past 17 months, the former president and his spineless toadies have been gaslighting us, telling us that we did not see what we all saw, a coup.
Coup d'etat, coup d'etat!
And it's not like the guy was hiding it ever. In the lead-up, the former president said things like this.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens.
Understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transferal of
power? We want to have get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very we'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
Stand back and stand by.
Can you give a direct answer? You will accept the election?
I have to see. Look, I have to see.
There's your evidence, Your Honor. Exhibit A-hole. He told everyone he was going to commit a crime, and then he went out and he crimed it. Reminds me of O.J.'s first book, When I'll Do It.
Different people have different ideas about what happened on January 6th. You know, for many people, it was the day right-wing fanatics attacked America's democracy. For Trump supporters, it was a field trip where they got to meet their friends from the internet. But now, the committee says that it can prove that January 6th wasn't just a spontaneous riot by an angry mob. It was the climax of a long, coordinated plot by Donald Trump. Trump planned to overthrow the election because he knew that he had lost. And the reason that we know he knew that he had lost is because now everyone around him is spilling the beans.
The committee relied on some of those closest to Donald Trump to make its case. His once loyal attorney general, who told investigators Trump's claims of a stolen election were bunk.
I told him that the stuff that his people were shoveling out to the public was bullshit. I mean, that the claims of fraud were bullshit. I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
It's so sad to think that the man who spent years insisting that windmills caused cancer somehow lost touch with reality.
And the president's own daughter and senior advisor.
I respect Attorney General Barr. So I accepted what he said, was saying.
Hours after the hearing, Trump put out a statement saying his daughter, quote, had long since checked out and was only trying to be respectful to Bill Barr.
Wait, I'm sorry. Ivanka checked out? When was she checked in? Because for 4 years, it looked like she was just walking around trying to find her desk. When was she checked in? Checked out of what? This is like if Machine Gun Kelly said he was no longer pursuing a PhD in nuclear physics. When was that even happening? Was that a thing? But yeah, Trump's inner circle was well aware that the election did not go their way. And they told Trump.
I mean, this testimony from his lawyers, his staffers, his campaign advisors, his own family, there are really only two options here. Either Donald Trump was lying and committed multiple crimes trying to strong arm an election, or he's off his frickin' rocker. And I guess it could be both.
One person who had the liquid courage to say that Trump did win.
Remember how Trump came out at 2 a.m. and declared victory, even though Fox News had already said he lost? Well, we finally learned where he got that boneheaded idea.
President Trump rejected the advice of his campaign experts on election night and instead followed the course recommended by an apparently inebriated Rudy Giuliani. To just claim he won and insist that the vote counting stop, to falsely claim everything was fraudulent.
Was there anyone in that conversation who, in your observation, had too much to drink?
Like Mayor Giuliani. In the mirror was definitely intoxicated.
Yeah, according to this former Trump aide, Rudy Giuliani was wasted on election night when he told Trump that the election was stolen from him.
The former president decided to listen to Rudy Giuliani and his advisors, Ernest and Julio Gallo.
And I'm just curious about how you even know when Rudy Giuliani is drunk. Because when a normal person is drunk, they say crazy things, they yell, they sweat a lot. So how does that work with Rudy? Does it work in reverse? Like, does he start talking normally? His hair dye sucks back into his hair? How does this work? And you know, it actually says a lot about Trump that a whole team of sober advisors, his attorney general, his campaign manager, his daughter, who he wants to bang, yeah, we haven't forgotten, they were all telling him, you lost this election, sir. But then Trump was like, yeah, whatever, drunk vampire, what do you think? Good night, you know, when you think about it, it actually makes sense that Trump would listen to a drunk person because that's the one time people probably sound like him, you know? He's just like, what do you guys think we should do? And he's like, I'll tell you what I think we should do. Wow, there's something about this guy. He totally gets it. You get it. I get it. You get it. So the January 6th committee says that Trump started plotting months before the actual event, months before. And their proof that he got what he wanted is that he didn't try to stop the riot once it started. No, he didn't get on the phone with the Defense Department or call in the National Guard. It turns out it was actually Mike Pence who did that. Yeah, Mike Pence was basically the president for a few hours. And it would have been bad enough if Trump did nothing. But instead, he actively riled up the crowd even more.
In one piece of never-before-seen video of the attack, a rioter is shown reading Trump's tweet criticizing his vice president even as the Capitol was breached and how it turned the crowd against Mike Pence.
Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify.
Yeah, not only did Trump not try to stop the riot, but while it was happening, he was tweeting out statements that were riling up the mob. which is not something you expect from a president.
I am prepared to brand you for what you are, General. A strutting egoist with a Napoleonic power complex. And an out-and-out traitor.
It's all planned out. We'll do it tonight.
The Select House Committee investigating Donald Trump's attempted coup on January 6th held its second hearing, and it was just as damning as the first, with multiple Trump aides and advisors on tape confirming that there was no evidence for Trump's stolen election lies and that they had told Trump repeatedly that there was no evidence for those lies.
I don't believe this is happening. This is some kind of a
joke. Are you with us or not?
The committee laid out in painstaking detail the degree to which virtually everyone around Trump, from his campaign manager to his attorney general to his own family, knew that there was no evidence of election fraud and told Trump there was no evidence of fraud.
They'd wasted a whole month on these claims on the Dominion voting machines, and they were idiotic claims. And I told them that it was crazy stuff, and they were wasting their time on that. Well, the early claims that I understood were completely bogus and silly and usually based on complete misinformation.
Told him flat out that much of the information he's getting is false and or just not supported by the evidence. We look at the allegations, but they don't pan out.
So this wild claim is thrown out, which, you know, on its face didn't seem, you know, realistic or possible to me.
I thought the Dominion stuff was, I never saw any evidence whatsoever to sustain those allegations. What they were proposing, I thought was nuts. And then the theory was also completely nuts, right? I mean, it was a combination of Italians, the Germans. I mean, different things have been floating around as to who was involved. I remember Hugo Chavez and the Venezuelan.
It's like Trump asked for a story that explained why he lost, and his team said, how much time do we have to come up with it? And he said, 3 seconds! And they said, a dead Venezuelan dictator teamed with open election software company and the governments of Italy, Germany, and China to stuff fraudulent ballots into suitcases and shopping carts? Oh, that's good. You guys are worth every penny. Actually, sir, you don't pay us. Exactly.
This is treason. This is treason. This is insurrection. This is rebellion. Period.
Barr also said Trump had become detached from reality. And that's the thing. This is not some deep state Democrat. This is one of the president's henchiest henchmen. But, of course, even though the testimony is coming from inside the House, Trump's calling it a one-sided witch hunt. You know, Fox News didn't even air the first hearing, the primetime edition. They did carry today's proceedings on their network. I guess they figured at 10 a.m. is when most of their viewers are switching out their catheters or applying for reverse mortgages or buying walk-in bathtubs. I don't know, but Trump released an angry, lengthy written rebuttal tonight in which he doubled down on his bogus claims of election fraud. He suggested Mark Zuckerberg be criminally prosecuted. I'm okay with that. And but the statement is, it's 12 pages long. There are citations and footnotes, which I don't know what lawyer is still representing him, but no way Trump wrote this. He didn't even read. He thinks footnotes are what got him out of Vietnam, okay? And while he's screaming and yelling into the void, the Republicans in the House are doing everything they can to distract us from these hearings. Andy Biggs from Arizona, he's one of the guys that got a subpoena from the Select Committee and refused to comply with it. Andy believes we have much bigger chips to fry right now.
They don't want you talking about, hey, the size of that pack of tortillas that I just bought last week before it came out. They used to look like the regular corn tortillas. Now they look like mini tortillas.
Quack him up. Quack him up. It's and don't even get him started on taquitos. What even are those?
So everyone around Trump knew it was bull and told Trump it was bull over and over and over again. But Trump went ahead and declared the election stolen anyway and spent months spreading that lie, despite hearing repeatedly from his closest aides and advisors that what he was saying was insane and documenting that Trump knew it was all bull. This is important for establishing his frame of mind. He obviously had criminal intent. I know this is obvious, but still, it's important to establish that he wasn't just, like, innocently investigating credible allegations of fraud. He was actively trying to overturn an election. He knew he did not win and engaged in many potentially criminal activities to do it, including fomenting a violent attack on the Capitol.
So the hearings showed Trump's team told him that he lost. He didn't do anything to stop the riots, and he actively added fuel to the fire while the Capitol building was being swarmed. But today, They released one of the most damning pieces of evidence proving Trump knew his election fraud claims were fake, which is that when he asked his supporters to donate money so that he could fight the fraud in court, he just took the money and ran.
Listen to what one of their senior investigators, Amanda Wick, said about what they discovered about the way Trump and his associates raised money.
The claims that the election was stolen were so successful. President Trump and his allies raised $250 million, nearly $100 million in the first week after the election. On November 9th, 2020, President Trump created a separate entity called the Save America PAC. Most of the money raised went to this newly created PAC, not to election-related litigation.
And what's important about this, Victor, it's not just that they were peddling the big lie through these emails, fundraising solicitations. They also weren't using that money for the purpose of trying to truly find election fraud or fight these court battles. That's evidence of fraud. The next question is, does the Department of Justice do anything with it?
The former president demanded his followers donate to something called the Official Election Defense Fund, which raised $250 million. And surprise, surprise, the committee discovered the whole thing was a grift. So he duped $250 million from his most passionate supporters, then watched as they all go to prison while he sat in Mar-a-Lago double-fisting coconut shrimp. Go on, take the money and run. So if there was no election defense fund, where did the money go? Well, according to the committee, there was a $1 million donation to the personal foundation of the former president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Yes, the Meadows Foundation is a charity that raises money to fund research into how much money it can raise. They also skimmed off over $200,000 for the former president's hotels, and that was just Giuliani's bar tab. Of course, they spread cash around to their friends and fam. For instance, Don Jr.'s fiance, Kimberly Guilfoyle, was paid $60,000 for her two-minute January 6th speech. Go on, take the money and run.
Wait, what? Donald Trump conned his supporters? That is so predictable. But how are you shocked by this? I mean, the man is consistent, if nothing else. Honestly, if you got tricked by Trump scamming you, maybe your money deserves a better home. Yeah, and yes, I'm victim blaming. I don't care. I will say what impressed me about this whole thing was how fast it was this time. The second the election ended, Trump didn't wait around. He knew it was over, and then he just went full on Nigerian prince. Yeah, just jumped in. Like, his whole scam sounded like it was an email. He's just like, hello, my friend. I am the president of a very powerful country. Sadly, I am in need of money to save my people. Donate today, and your money will be used for the great fight, and definitely not so I can go to dinner with Kid Rock, huh? Send them money, please. Send it now, all of them money.
We here at the Trump campaign want to help those people who donated to the Election Defense Fund, only to have their money stolen by us because the fund didn't actually exist. That's why we started a new fund, the Fight the Fraud Fund, to fight the fraud of our first fraud, which admittedly was also a fraud. But due to those two previous frauds, we've never needed your money more. That's why we're coming to you, loyal Trump supporters, one last time, with a new fraud-fighting fund to fight the fraud of the fund created to fight election fraud. Introducing the Fight the Fraud of the former Fight the Fraud, which fought the fraud of the first fraud fund. Please donate generously. Together, we can help us by helping you help us to get your money again. And this time, we promise no fraud.
Today's hearing was laser-focused on disproving the big lie and showing the public that everyone around Trump, except for the drunk and or crazy people, thought the fraud claims were insane and told Trump those claims were insane. And here's a key point. A lot of people are watching these hearings, so proving that Trump was both full of and knew he was full of is important because a big question going into these hearings last week was whether people would watch. Republicans and right-wing media personalities, for example, were invested heavily in the idea that no one would watch because they had better things to do, but they were wrong. An audience of at least 20 million people watched the first primetime hearing in the ballpark of television events like a big Sunday night football game or the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I'm not surprised the hearing got Thanksgiving parade ratings since so many of Trump's inner circle look like they could be balloons. Oh, look, kid, it's the Mike Lindell balloon. Oh, stop crying. It's not him. It's just a balloon. Oh, wait. Okay, I actually do think it actually might be him. Yeah, it's me, all right. They just tied some strings to me and filled me up with the air. So, the first hearing actually ended up scoring big in the ratings, even though one channel conspicuously decided not to air it, which was, of course, Fox News.
The revolution will not be televised.
Fox News stuck with its normal primetime shows. Not just that, they also didn't show commercials for the entire 2 hours that the hearing was on because they didn't want their viewers to change the channel and see the hearing on a different network.
They didn't take any commercial breaks for the entire 2 hours when the hearing was taking place. The reason you would not take a commercial break is because you do not want your viewers to have a chance to click over to another channel to see what's going on. You want to keep them with you the whole time. Last night, Fox News eliminated 2 hours of commercial breaks at the cost of, I don't know how much money, thousands of dollars, all to keep their viewers' eyes away from the truth that was airing on every other news network in the country.
Think about that. They were so desperate to keep their viewers from seeing the hearing that they cost themselves money by not airing commercials. You know how many Acorn stair lifts they could have sold? So I don't think that was necessary. If you've ever been in a home where they watch Fox News, you know they're not big on flipping around. Pretty sure they just buy the TV, put it on Fox, and then bury the remote in the backyard. But still, just think about that. Fox went an entire 2 hours without airing one of their usual commercials for some dumb scam product aimed solely at old people like gold coins, tactical sunglasses, commemorative plates with Ronald Reagan's face on them, or a MAGA teddy bear with Donald Trump's voice. I love my MAGA teddy bear. You just push his belly and he says the most adorable things.
Then they did dumps. They call them dumps, big, massive dumps.
It's also not surprising that Fox would want to keep its audience from watching the hearing because in addition to providing damning evidence that Trump knew the election had not been stolen and that he orchestrated a criminal plot to overthrow the government.
Coup d'etat.
These hearings have, so far, been powerful, effective, and well-produced. They've painstakingly proven that Trump and the people around him knew what they were saying was a brazen and dangerous lie, and that the riot was not just some impulsive incident. It was part of a detailed plan orchestrated by Donald Trump to stage a coup and overturn the election. Trump's team tried to tell him the truth, but he refused to accept it.
The president is smoking cigars. Anyone he does not like, he shoots or puts behind bars. Coup d'etat!
Somebody's going to jail for this, right? Right? Right, guys? Somebody's going to jail? Well, we got a hint last night from committee chairman and man seeing the other table get their guac even though he ordered first, Benny Thompson. Representative Thompson told reporters that the panel will not make any criminal referral of the former president or anyone else to the Justice Department. Counterpoint, why not? There's a reason law and order doesn't start like this.
In the criminal justice system, there is one branch who investigates the crimes, and that's it. Everyone goes free.
So that's what we've learned from the January 6th committee hearing so far. But there is plenty more to come, and we will keep you updated on all the news from this investigation. Yeah, from now up until the moment that Donald J. Trump is put behind bars. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. You know that dude's gonna be president again. This is America.
Thanks for the songs this week from Huskoor Du, Gil Scott-Heron, The Circle Jerks, The Clash, and The Steve Miller Band. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Donald Trump, Jonathan Carl, Chris Wallace, Bill Barr, Ivanka Trump, Jason Miller, Jordan Lyman, Seth Meyers, Friedrich Fromm and Klaus Schenk Graf von Stauffenberg, Van Jones, and Chris Hayes.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.